Welcome to our podcast. We're going to talk to you about genetically modified foods, or foods that have been made from genetically modified organisms that have had their DNA altered through genetic engineering starting in the early 1990s.
To be more specific, we're going to talk about corn.
People are totally unaware of the dangers of genetically modified sweet corn. Scientists have modified corn so it now produces a poison which kills harmful insects so the farmers don't have to fight insects with insecticides.
The insect killing gene in the plant comes from bacteria, Bacillus thuringiensis. So they call genetically modified corn BT corn.
Advantages that GM corn actually has is farmers no longer have to kill insects with insecticides, which makes it safer for the environment since they're no longer exposed to the harmful chemicals. Another advantage is that the farmers won't have to walk around with protective clothing and a mask to protect themselves from the toxic spray.
Another disadvantage is that numerous insects will be at risk of being killed, such as the predatory insects who eat the harmful ones or attack attractive insects, for example, the monarch butterfly.
All these disadvantages relate to problems.
All of these disadvantages relate to the problems such as human and environmental safety, labeling and consumer choice, rights, ethics, food security, poverty reduction, and environmental preservation.
Some people are even blaming the hunger crisis throughout the world on the problems in food distribution and production.
Therefore, people shouldn't be
more than 9,000 U.S. Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service permits have been issued to field test GM crops corn being the most tested plant.
Something needs to be done about genetically modified corn.